I bring to you grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. It never gets old on Easter, does it? Such a great day. Here's what I want you to do today. I want you to embrace the supernatural. I want you to read with me in Scripture of all the miracles that Christ did, the supernatural interventions in human time that he accomplished. I want you to read with me him walking on the water and calming the storm. I want you to read with me his giving sight to the blind and repairing the hearing of the deaf. I want you to read and rejoice with me in the widow who received her son back from the dead in Mark's gospel. I want you to see all of that supernatural occurrence going on and receive that by faith with me. Then I want you to marvel with me and those disciples who had seen all of that by staring into an empty tomb and being completely overwhelmed by the greatest, most supernatural event of them all, and that is the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his disciples thought this magician miracle worker was gone for good. This mind-numbing, mind-bending reality that we call Easter morning, I want you to embrace that supernatural occurrence with me. And to recognize that in our world, everything is bent against that supernatural conviction. I need you to believe that today. I need you to receive those supernatural events 2,000 years ago, because my goal by the end of this sermon is to remind you that you yourself are a miracle in motion. You yourself are a supernatural something that's taking place in your parenting with your children and your grandchildren, in your spousing with your husband and wife, in your friending with your office co-workers and your condominium classmates. Whatever it is, wherever it is that you live your life, you yourself are miracle in motion, and you must embrace the supernatural that is at work in you today. Now, our world is set against that. And your kids may even be thinking right now, my mom and dad is definitely not a miracle in motion. You may think to yourself, your spouse is so absolutely not a miracle in motion. But here's the truth of the matter. Paul says this gospel, this ministry, this church that we celebrate and share is a living freak show of supernatural awesomeness. Why do I say that way? It's because Paul even said in one of his letters in the New Testament, he said these words, "We are fools, we are freaks for Jesus Christ. Our very existence upends the natural order of things." Not only because of what we say, the content of our faith that we preach, but the way that we live that faith out, that itself is a supernatural occurrence at work in this world. Paul says that we are to embrace that. Now, again, let me just review for you. Parents, you are not naturally doing what you do as a child of God. You are a supernatural force in the life of your child. Would you turn to your son and daughter and say to them, remind them, Pastor Seidler wants me to tell you today, I'm a miracle in motion. Just go and do that. If you've got children and grandchildren here, if you're a grandparent, say that to your children. Say it down the road to your child and grandchild. Just get it out of your system. If you've got a spouse here, even if you went to bed last night after arguing about whether or not April's kid was a boy giraffe or a girl giraffe, if that got you all worked up in your house yesterday, just turn to your spouse and say, Pastor Seidler wants me to remind you I'm a miracle in motion. I'm a supernatural impulse of God. Just let it out, people. Look. You're probably thinking to yourself now, Pastor Seidler's got this place all ginned up. We're all excited. We're all talking to each other. In another section of Scripture, Paul asks this very, very critical question of Christians. He says this, he asks this, "Do you not know the Spirit of God lives in you? Do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit?" I want you to think about that. When Christ rose bodily from the grave, the power of the Holy Spirit that accomplished that miraculous, supernatural resurrection, about a week later, Jesus Christ went to his disciples in an upper room, and we are told he breathed on them his Holy Spirit, and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." He did that knowing that in a short time, the physical resurrected body of the Lord Jesus Christ would ascend bodily up into heaven and would be there at the right hand of God's throne until the end of time. But in this world where you and I live, there would remain the Holy Spirit of the risen Christ. And that Holy Spirit would not just be floating around or visit a congregation on Sunday morning or Saturday evening once in a great while. The Scriptures say that supernatural, miraculous Holy Spirit came into the hearts of those who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Into your hearts. You, on the basis of that conviction, are a miracle in motion. Every time you talk to your kids, you don't talk to your kids as just another blob of flesh that's sucking air in this world and will be dead pushing up daisies in some short order of time. You are a child of your Heavenly Father. You have been given the supernatural Spirit of the risen Christ. Nothing you do is normal. There's not a single conversation that you have as a child of God that is in any way normal, regular, unaffected by the Spirit of Christ in you. How do you see that? You see that when you ask for forgiveness and you don't even think for a second, what do you get out of asking for forgiveness? You see that when you speak an encouraging word automatically and you don't have to think about what should I say in this situation. A spirit of prayer, a spirit of encouragement, a spirit of promise comes out of your mouth and you wonder, where did that come from? It comes from the supernatural Spirit of God that lives in your very soul. In your very soul. When I ask you on this Easter morning to embrace the supernatural, I'm not asking you just to believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Far from it. If all we're doing is fixated on something that happened 2,000 years ago, we are a far cry from the vision that God has for His Christian people. No, what I'm asking you to understand is that that resurrected Christ had a consequence supernaturally for us. And that consequence was that you, in your daily life, with every breath you take, from the moment your feet hit the floor from bed in the morning, you are a miracle in motion. And you have been given an anointing. Like oil falling from heaven, you have been given the power of God in your life. Scripture tells us that. And I ask you to believe it. The other night, we were at the Seder meal, and I was sitting with a great family at McDonald's, and Alex and I were having fabulous conversation about foreign policy of the United States and all manner of things that you normally talk with a 16-year-old about. Anyways, all of this to say, Alex, in his own beautiful way, says to me, So, Pastor Seidler, how do you feel about the Christian church in America? Do you think it's going up, or is it kind of falling to pieces? He said that to me. He asked me that question. Love Alex. And I said, you know, Alex, here's the answer to that question. Christianity is not going up, and it's not going down. The real answer to that question, as I reflect on him asking me it, is this. Christianity is going out. It never fails, you see. And for all the worry and for all the concern that's out there, I am as confident about the Christian church today as I was at any other point in my life. And that's because the supernatural Spirit of God lives in each and every single one of you. And we may not be perfect, and there may be a lot of faults that come up across our days, but Jesus knew that when he breathed on his disciples and said, receive the Holy Spirit. He knew that they weren't perfect either, but he still breathed on them, still gave them that gift. And with that gift, they set the entire world on fire. Their families, their friends, their neighbors, perfect strangers. And you're the consequence of that Spirit's fire. So today, this Easter, embrace the supernatural, not only in what we confess about God through Jesus Christ, but what you believe about who you are and what God has made you to be. Be filled with the Spirit. Let's rise and confess our faith through the words of the Nicene Creed printed on our screens.